Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I don't have no need to be jumping off this temple. What purpose would it be for me to go out there and jump off this building? That wouldn't prove a thing but get hurt. See, that's tempting God. But if I happen to fall and God's angel catch me, that's a different story. Come on. You in the house today? You remember Paul was gathering up what? Sticks, wood. He wasn't gathering up no snake. That snake just happened to be up in that wood. And he bit it. And the people thought he was a criminal. And Paul shook the thing off. So you ain't got to be biting me because you wrong. Shook him off. Shook him off. Felt no harm. Why? Because great is he that's in you and me than he that is in the world. And he felt no harm because he knew that the greater one is in him. That's what I'm talking about. Know your weapon. And then use them. That's what Paul did. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus did. This is what he's doing right now. And you thought Satan would catch on by now. And you see, you just can't just say a word to Satan. You got to be just as persistent as he is. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close it down here in a minute. But listen to this. He went on just a little further. And he said, again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain, showing him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt do what? Fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. Can't you see it? For it is written, thou shalt do what? Worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. And now look at the next verse. Then the devil did what? You see, when you deal with him, he'll leave. But if you sit there and entertain his thoughts and you won't cast them down, you won't take them captive, and you got the weapons to do it, he will have you in turmoil. He'll have you so depressed. He'll have you so confused till you won't hardly know your head from your toes. And all the time you got victory right here. Right here and right here. And all you got to do is get it in your heart and your mouth. And many people gather together in a congregation. I'm about to close now. And they have an opportunity to put the devil on the run. He's been messing with them. You have taken time to come together in the assembly where there's tremendous power is made available. Where you can get in an atmosphere that the devil can't dwell in. And they'll sit there thinking about their trouble. Thinking about what they're going to do. When somebody said how broke they are. How I'm going to try to scheme and get this thing done. And you got all the help you need. Or you got to open your mouth up and begin to magnify God. Can I talk to you a minute? And the power of God began to move in the atmosphere. Are you hearing me? I said the power of God began to move. And the devil that got his hands on your money holding up, the power of God began to move. And God began to deal with those people in that situation. And that some of them said, I wouldn't do it for them if their lives depended on it. Then next thing you know, I don't know why I'm doing this. What changed them? Because I got in the presence of God. I used my weapon against the one that was against me. All right. To stop him from holding up my stuff. Stopping my health, stopping my peace, stopping my progress. I use my weapon to pray. I'm not going to sit here and look crazy. All right. But I'm going to get my hands in the air. All right. And I'm not even looking at you. Because I am praising my God who loves me. You ought to be praising your God who loves you. For that's your weapon. Hallelujah. It turned God on and it turned the devil off. Hallelujah. It releases the power of God and closes down the work of the devil. Hallelujah. 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 So when I understand the weapon that I have, then I use them. Hallelujah. Listen to this last scripture here. And I'm out of here. He said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself. This is Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it's written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy, listen. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. You ain't supposed to be feeding your enemy. That's a weapon. Hallelujah. See, he set out to tear you, to destroy you, but if you're hungry, you feed him. Yes, sir. Woo. If your enemy hunger, feed him. Yes, if he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt do what? Heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I want to ask you, who is good? There's only one somebody I know, that is good. And who is that? God is good. Hallelujah. I said, God is good. Hallelujah. And when I get his word in my mouth, because I fill my heart full of it. Hallelujah. When I go to him in prayer, I commune with him. It's a weapon against the enemy. Stop his own slot. Shut him down. Close him down. Hallelujah. Bring joy not only in my life, but it will bring joy in my home. Amen. Change my community. Hallelujah. 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 So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But when we praise God together, hallelujah, it creates a power that the enemy don't know how to deal with. He'll tried it. Hallelujah. But he cannot deal with the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He saw the power of God loose a man from death that he thought would never live again. But glory be to God, right there in his own domain, God raised Jesus from the dead. And that Jesus is living in me. That Jesus is in you today. No weapon that he formed against you shall prosper. So get your praise on. Get your dance on. Get your shout on. Hallelujah.